Chapter 4. Far away, on the opposite spiral arm of the galaxy, 500,000 light-years from the star Sol, Zaphod Beeblebrox, president of the Imperial Galactic Government, sped across the seas of Damagrin, his ion-drive delta boat winking and flashing in the Damagrin sun. Damagrin the hot. Damagrin the remote. Damagrin the almost totally unheard of. Damagrin, secret home of the Heart of Gold. The boat sped on across the water. It would be some time before it reached its destination, because Damagrin is such an inconveniently arranged planet. It consists of nothing but middling to large desert islands, separated by very pretty but annoyingly wide stretches of ocean. The boat sped on. Because of this topographical awkwardness, Damagrin has always remained a deserted planet. This is why the Imperial Galactic Government chose Damagrin for the Heart of Gold project, because it was so deserted and the Heart of Gold project was so secret. The boat zipped and skipped across the sea that lay between the main islands of the only archipelago of any useful size on the whole planet. Zaphod Beeblebrox was on his way from the tiny spaceport on Easter Island. The name was an entirely meaningless coincidence. In galactic speak, Easter means small, flat, and light brown. To the Heart of Gold Island, which by another meaningless coincidence was called France. One of the side effects of work on the Heart of Gold was a whole string of pretty meaningless coincidences. But it was not in any way a coincidence that today, the day of culmination of the project, the great day of unveiling, the day that the Heart of Gold was finally to be introduced to a marvelling galaxy, was also a great day of culmination for Zaphod Beeblebrox. It was for the sake of this day that he had first decided to run for the presidency, a decision that had sent shockwaves of astonishment throughout the Imperial Galaxy. Zaphod Beeblebrox? President? Not the Zaphod Beeblebrox. Not the president. Many had seen it as clinching proof that the whole of known creation had finally gone bananas. Zaphod grinned and gave the boat an extra kick of speed. Zaphod Beeblebrox. Adventurer, ex-hippie, good-timer, crook, quite possibly, manic self-publicist, terribly bad at personal relationships, often thought to be completely out to lunch. President? No one had gone bananas, not in that way at least. Only 6 people in the entire galaxy understood the principle on which the galaxy was governed, and they knew that once Zaphod Beeblebrox had announced his intention to run as president, it was more or less a fait accompli. He was ideal presidency fodder. President? The full title is President of the Imperial Galactic Government. The term imperial is kept, though it is now an anachronism. The hereditary emperor is nearly dead, and has been for many centuries. In the last moments of his dying coma, he was locked in a stasis field, which keeps him in a state of perpetual unchangingness. All his heirs are now long dead, and this means that without any drastic political upheaval, power has simply and effectively moved a rung or two down the ladder, and is now seen to be vested in a body that used to act simply as advisers to the emperor, an elected governmental assembly headed by a president elected by that assembly. In fact, it vests in no such place. The president in particular is very much a figurehead. He wields no real power whatsoever. He is apparently chosen by the government, but the qualities he is required to display are not those of leadership, but those of finely judged outrage. For this reason, the president is always a controversial choice, always an infuriating but fascinating character. His job is not to wield power, but to draw attention away from it. On those criteria, Zaphod Beeblebrox is one of the most successful presidents the galaxy has ever had. He has already spent 2 of his 10 presidential years in prison for fraud. Very, very few people realize that the president and the government have virtually no power at all. And of those few people, only 6 know whence ultimate political power is wielded. Most of the others secretly believe that the ultimate decision-making process is handled by a computer. They couldn't be more wrong.